Blog Talk Radio.
You ready? Hey, all you dope fans, this is Tika Sumter, and you are listening to Star Dish Radio. Keep listening. Get all your dish right here. Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Star Dish Radio. My name is Joanne Kubasek, your host. Today is August 6, 2010. So happy to be back from our break. I see my chat room is filling up. Oh, my God, I missed you guys. Hi. Hello. What did you think about that new promo from Ms. Tika Sumter? I thought it was pretty friggin' awesome. I don't have any shows scheduled yet other than this one, so, just be patient. We're working on guests, but tonight's show is going to be fantastic. We've got David and Melissa Samero calling in later. We've got Rodney, my darling loyal listener, husband, calling in to talk about GH Fan Club Weekend. Ryan from In the Zone is supposed to be back with me, too. I'm not sure if he's calling in yet or not. I did not get to confirm it. So I can't wait to sit and talk about the soaps and just get into some dirt. I mean, I've been clean for far too many months so far, and I just want to get downright and dirty with you people again. That's what I'm saying. So let me see who I have on my switchboard. I have so many people, and I'm so excited. Where is my Rodney? Are you on the phone yet, Rodney? Tell me if you're here yet. I see you in the chat room. But you're not coming up on my radar. If you're in the chat, if you're on the line, Rodney, give me the area code you're calling from. And, yes, I want everybody to call in. Oh, and we also have a woman by the name of Sue Okonis calling in also around 9:30 or so, and we're going to be talking about her campaign. She started a campaign, and she dishes out newsletters and stuff, Save Our Soaps 2010, and we're going to get into it with her on what exactly her mission is, how she decided what exactly she hopes to accomplish, you know. So, Rodney, if you're on the phone, give me the area code that you're calling from so I can snatch you up. Okay, that's what I thought, Sia. And I didn't see it yet, so that means he ain't on the phone. So, husband of mine, you need to get your ass calling into this show. But there's so many other people on. And then I want to talk storylines of all soaps, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I definitely want to get into the dirty about the Fan Club Weekend, since I can never get there. So let's see. Rodney, you're still not on the phone, so get calling. I'm going to say hi to a couple people. Area code 502, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Stephanie. I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hi, Stephanie. Is this your first time calling into Stardish?
Yes, it is.
How did you hear about us?
Oh, well, I've listened to the show a lot, but I've never called in.
Oh, okay. And what are you looking forward to most tonight?
Well, I'm just listening to the show, of course, just hearing about everything. I mean, I love the show. Like I said, I haven't listened in a while just because I've mostly just been out doing a little bit of everything, but I can't wait to hear about what's going on.
Well, you know what? You haven't missed much because I've been off the air since June, so we're good to go, girl. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Yeah, I will do that.
All right, hang on. Okay. So I have Mr. Rodney, my lovely hubby.
Hi, Swifey. How are you?
Fine. How the hell are you?
I'm good.
You know, we have, like, the perfect marriage, bicoastal and bisexual.
Exactly, and easy as can be.
Love it. So I don't see Ryan from In the Zone yet on here, but so I want to talk to Rodney. Rodney's been a very loyal listener, Stardish, and he just happened to be at General Hospital Fan Club Weekend. So, Rodney, talk to me about your experience on the weekend. Where did you go, Rodney? You're gone. Okay. All right. See, well, that's another thing with live radio. You get dropped calls. Rodney got dropped, so he's going to call back. But in the meantime, I want to see who else is in this chat room that I haven't seen in a gazillion months. I don't know what happened. Call back. And I see all my Kayla fans in the chat room. Ooh. Hi, Carla. How are you? All right. Where's Rodney? He's calling back. There he is. I don't know what happened. Did you get that irritated with my voice already?
I don't know what happened. My phone just went dead.
I don't know either.
You were gone.
All right. So talk to me about GH Fan Club Weekend. I heard that there was a lot of stuff going on. Steve Burton wasn't a happy camper, I heard. You know, some fans pissed him off, and there was a lot of stuff going on. Tell me about what happened.
Well, that is just people are retarded. Because, you know, when you go to a Steve Burton or any event, you don't record it. It's for your pleasure and enjoyment. And somebody was video or recording it, or I think videotaping it, and then put it on YouTube. And so that caused drama, and I guess they got it all worked out. But it happens every year, practically. I was at an event once, and somebody videotaped me. He's like, I'm going to pay you for that recorder, and you're not leaving without it. You're not leaving with it. So people I mean, if you're going to do it, I mean, you shouldn't, but if you do, then have it for your own enjoyment, and don't be putting it on YouTube. Because you never know what they say, and, you know, people take things out of context. They like to make jokes about the cast and have fun, and that'll be all taken out of context when they all joke with each other. But, you know, somebody will say they said this.
You know, I had spoken to Ryan prior to this, and he made a very good point. It's you pay a lot of money to go to those events, and putting it on YouTube for people who didn't pay for it just seems, you know, wrong.
Yeah, totally.
You know, for the people that paid the money to be there. So you're right. It's supposed to be a private event. Follow the rules, and, you know, you won't have to piss anybody else off, you know?
It's not like it's a secret either.
Right, exactly.
I mean, most of the events, you can't take photos. You have to put your cameras away, and you can't take photos until, you know, they tell you and it's done in no time when they're on stage because people record it. Like Debbie O'Connor events, you can't take photos at all. Until it's right before them, they go table to table. That's the only time you take photos. And then when they get to your table.
Okay.
Because
well,
people
you know what?
Did that same thing and ruined it at a Greg Vaughn event.
Poor Greg Vaughn. He got to get in the middle of all that stuff.
But none of that was going on. Like, we didn't know any of that was happening during the Steve and Kelly event or during the Steve event. Like, none of that was happening during that, so... It wasn't like it ruined the event for us during the time. It just ruins it for later because at first he wasn't going to do an event again. But now I guess they worked it all out and they are.
Well, that's good because so many people do look forward to it. They have to just kind of figure out how to filter out the jerks versus the ones that want to follow the rules. Well,
especially Kelly Monaco. She hasn't come to a lot of events, so it's great to see her.
Yeah, right. Well, what was your highlight of the weekend? Who were you there with? Tell me that.
I was there with my two sisters and my two Florida friends, Courtney, Kelly, and Tammy and Judy. We had a blast like we always do. Our greatest event was the Sebastian and Greg event because who knew that Sebastian Roche was as funny and as filthy mouthed as he was. And for an 8 a.m. event, what a way to wake up. We were in stitches, just buckling over laughing. It was great.
Really? He had a potty mouth, huh?
Yes, very much so. Greg was like, I should be paying for a ticket for this event. It was really great. But he was fun, and they were really pleasant and really happy and that we were all there. It was great. And then the Ingo Rodenmacher event, that was fantastic.
Really?
Fabulous. Yeah. He's so nice and great. And that's his first event. And he gave away $220, which nobody ever does that. And Courtney, my friend, won $20 because he said something about, does anybody have Twitter? So she got on Twitter really fast, and it said, if you stand up and cock-a-doodle-doo and flap your arms, you'll win $20. So she stood up and said cock-a-doodle-doo and kind of flapped her arms a little bit, and he totally said, come up here, and he gave her $20 and a hug.
Shut up.
And she was all excited. And then he had a door prize, so he called a raffle ticket, and somebody won $100 from that. And then three people went on stage and acted, and the fan favorite won $100. It was the best thing ever. And he was really sweet and great to look at and the nicest person. I hope he does another event.
Was that his first event at GH Fan Club Weekend? Because I've never heard of anything about him.
No, he's never. He's always been in Hawaii and all that, or wherever he goes vacationing.
Wow, that's fabulous. Oh, look at that. Diane in the chat room said her friend Ruth is the one that won the $100. That's great.
Yeah, she was at my table. She had just bought her ticket to that event that day, too. It's great.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, that's perfect. So did you do a Brandon Brosh and Lisa LoCicero? Did they have an event together or separate?
Well, Lisa had an event on Friday, and then Brandon came to her event, and then Brandon had an event on Saturday night, and she came to his event.
Oh,
so
okay.
They were fun, but it was like the same event because, you know, you're listening to the same stuff. But it was really great. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa's thing was great. I love how Sherry runs her fan club or her event with all the items and the way she does the raffle and all that. It's just really great. It's different than the rest. And Lisa was really fun and pleasant. It was a great event. She had a good turnout, too.
Oh, fabulous.
That was like her first event, too, basically. I mean, she had an event with Dominic and Ronnie last year, a little one that just came at last minute. But this is like her first big event.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great turnout.
How did the children, the younger actors that are pretty much new to the fan club stuff, how did they handle all the pressure of the fans?
They were fantastic. Chad Duell is so amazing. I love that kid, and he's a great new Michael. Aaron was a little shy, but he was fine once you started chatting with him. Molly is just like she is on TV, cute as can be, and just the sweetest thing. Love her. They were all great. They all handled it very well.
You went to the kickoff event where everybody was pretty much there now.
Yes, there was 22 stars there this year. It was like the biggest kickoff they've ever had and the biggest fan turnout that they've ever had, too.
Okay.
At least the 8 years that I've been going.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So,
Greg
Bond
was good to see. He was hot. Nice to look at him and see
Greg
him.
Was there. Okay, I didn't know Greg was there.
He was at the Sebastian event. But he didn't really talk a lot because Sebastian just took over the entire show.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I saw pictures of people tagging that Dylan Cash was there.
Dylan Cash stopped by like at the Laura Wright event on, I think that was Friday night. I don't remember.
Oh, that's nice. So how was Laura's event? Did she have a lot of her wine available for her fans?
Yes, we all had wine tasting, and then you could buy wine. It was fabulous. And she had a huge turnout, bigger than she thought, so next year she needs a bigger room. And we got to play a game. We played, like, Pictionary or something. You know, we got on a big board and drew pictures, stuff that had to do with General Hospital. It was fun. She always plays the game, so that was really fun. Last year we played Family Feud.
What about...
making fun of Courtney because she said, you did not cluck like a chicken. You did not cock-a-doodle-do. And she said, yes, I did. I got $20.
Oh, my God. For Ingo Rademacher, I think I do a little bit more than cock-a-doodle-do.
Yeah, exactly.
For free.
She was happy with that hug, too.
Okay. I'm serious. In the chat room, let's see... Jason Thompson and Kimberly did do an event together, the Scrubs?
Yes, they had the Scrubs event. That was really fun. They're always fun. Mm-hmm. They're great. They play off each other so well. And they just make you laugh. They're a good morning thing, too. You have breakfast. And they chat, and they do a lot of Q&A, and that's what I like.
Right,
and they get right through their autograph and all that, and it's really good. And just very organized and goes boom, boom, boom. And so that way they can talk longer and more.
Well, let me ask you, because you've been going 8 years, but you live in California. So minus the expense of an airplane ticket, I mean, in all reality, what can someone expect to drop on a weekend like this?
Well, it depends because, like, I went to, I believe, 10 events, and that's, like, over $1,000. That's like 11, 12. I can't remember exactly, but it's a lot of money. But you don't have to go to all of them. I mean, you can go to, like, the luncheon, which they have, and go to the kickoff. Those two have, you know, lots of stars at them. and then just go to one or two of your favorites or whatever. You don't, I mean, but I like to go, and, you know, my friends come from Florida, so we're going. We might as well go to some. But next year we are doing less events than we did this year because it is really, really expensive. And
now,
versus
you and I were on Rock the Soap, and the intimacy we had on that show, on that event, how would you compare the two?
Well, I love the cruises. They're way better than anything you could possibly imagine. I mean, you're at sea for 3 or 4 days with your stars, basically, and they're everywhere you go. They're, you know, all around the ship. They talk to you. I mean, we danced and stuff with Bob last year forever and ever, and it was great. They gamble with you, and they're just everywhere, and they're at sea. It's the best money you could spend, and that is also expensive, but I believe that it's really worth every penny.
Right. Yeah, because like you said, you are pretty much cooped up out in sea with your actors. You know, there's no leaving.
And, like, you know, I don't even watch a lot of the other soaps, and I went on Soap Cruise last year, and that was a lot of meet and greets. It's not, like, the greatest thing ever, but the fans, I mean, the stars are fabulous, and they're everywhere, and they still chat with you and hang out and do all this fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I highly recommend it. It's totally worth it.
Well, I understand that Mr. Bob Guinea is putting together another event. Hopefully, you know, he'll have something for us soon as to
be. Well, he said something, they were still working on what it was going to be, because I just asked him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're working on finding out what the details are and what we're going to do to make it something different.
I don't know. I think it's just, I don't believe it's just me, but I'd like to know from other people out there, since they removed Super Soap Weekend, there have been less and less events to go to, whereas we were promised, you know, oh, Soap Nation Tour is going to take Wild in areas that pretty much nobody ever went to before. But I really don't see that coming true to form. I mean, I don't know if it's just me.
No, it's not just you, because they're very few and far between. And when they do announce them, it's the very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can't make flight arrangements, because then it costs a heck of a lot more money for that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's not very well organized.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, people are saying in the chat room they don't see more soap events is because the networks are separating themselves from New York City. I don't think that really makes a difference. I think it's just they've linked into country music for whatever.
Yeah, for some
ungodly reason. It's all associated with the country music fairs, and that's the only thing they've been consistent with is the Country Music Awards or something, right?
I
don't know.
They're not really separating from New York, like, in a bad way. They're just coming here because the daytime gets tax cuts, and it's better for them to be in California than in New York. Unlike primetime, it's better to be in New York than it is to be in California.
Right, right. I don't think that that has anything to do with Super Soap Weekend. I really wish I knew, because we all know that with the demise of Super Soap Weekend came Soap Nation, which is nothing. And I don't know. I do believe that it's a dying genre. Sorry to say, people, you can hate me all you want, but I do believe that it's going to be gone.
I love Super Soap Weekend, though. It was so much fun.
Super Soap Weekend was the ultimate fan event. I'm sorry. It really
was.
That's
why. Get a few of your friends. Go on the soap cruises and make a weekend out of it, and it's really fun. The Rock the Soap one is amazingly fun and awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they cut out all the fun in the suns. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do that. Oh. Yeah, that's sad. I miss the fun in the sun.
That was actually the first soap event that I ever went to. It was a Fun in the Sun. Me and Linda went to Miami Beach, and it was Aidan Turner, Kamar De Los Reyes, Justin Bruning, Alexa Havens, who else was it? Bree Williamson. I think that was really it. But it was so intimate and so nice, and we were right on Miami Beach playing volleyball, sitting at the bar with Kamar, drinking our cocktails. It was fabulous, you know.
There's nothing like it. And last year, I didn't go onto the Ensenada or anything. And so I drank and hung out on the deck with all of them the whole afternoon.
Right.
It was fun.
How about alcohol with the events? What does that question mean? Type some more stuff in there, Mr. Stewart 82, G Stewart 82. How about alcohol with the events? I don't know what that means.
How about alcohol with the events? What is
it? You see that? I don't know what
alcohol.
That means. Yeah,
you can
that's
buy
all right.
It.
Alcohol. It's like Nutella. It just makes everything better. So, what do you think the highlight of Jennifer Fan Club weekend was?
Well, being there with my friends. No. I don't know. I'd have to say I really enjoyed the luncheon because I love seeing everybody. And Sebastian and Ignacio, or not Ignacio, Ingo, were my favorite events. Those are my biggest highlights. But seeing everyone is great, and they're always so nice and friendly and fun. Oh, Julian Dominic, that event was great. That was really fun.
Oh, I can imagine. Okay. You know what? Not for nothing. I hadn't been a fan of Julie Marie Berman on screen as much.
Well, yeah,
but
a lot of us haven't. I'm not either. But now,
you know,
it's great.
It's different with her and Dominic. I think the chemistry is so much better.
Yes.
So I think that is so much better. Oh, wait a minute, guys. Ryan is actually calling in. Hold on a second. 945-5423. That's the call-in number. He was calling my cell phone by accident. But... That happens all
the
time.
Emmys,
too.
Yes,
tell me about
awesome.
The Emmys.
Oh, that was fun. We were seat fillers. Courtney and I went, and my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, and Kelly went, too. We all went. It was amazing. I hope it's there again. It was hot, but it was great. And there
right.
was a small place. You could see, you know, everything right there. We were all sitting with everybody. Everybody's happy to see you. I liked the presentation, but a lot of people didn't. I don't know.
I thought it was okay, but I thought it was a little bit too more Grammy style for me.
Yeah, but that's because it was Vegas and they were trying to make it like showy and.
Yeah,
fun.
And I think I think they could have left a lot of the Dick Clark stuff out. You know, I mean, it was great to honor him, but really, that I think is something for the Emmys. I mean, the Grammys.
Well, a musical thing. Did you see
you know?
When they went to him and he wasn't there any longer because they moved him because he couldn't stop crying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it was a seat filler sitting there. It was really funny.
Right. Oh,
wow. Yeah, that was a little long, but I really, the Emmys rocked and we thought it was a great, great time. I don't know.
Well,
I wish General Hospital would have won.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, what amazes me with you is I consider you to be the epitome of the most loyal fan. And I think that your passion for soaps in general, and even though I know it's mainly General Hospital, is just so great. And if everyone possessed that passion, I don't think it would be a dying breed. I think that if everybody watched the soap because they know they need to watch that soap to keep it on the air and not watch it because their favorite is not airing that day,
right.
then we wouldn't have a problem.
Well,
to
I
me,
watch
it's
more,
absolutely...
Though.
It makes no sense to me when people watch YouTube clips instead of watching the actual show.
That's not right.
You know what I'm saying? So to me, you're just like the ultimate fan.
Well, I love it. And I watch all the ABC soaps, and I watch Days of Our Lives. I started watching that when Wally came back because I watched that years ago, but then I stopped.
Oh, okay. Well,
now
I'm gonna...
I love it. It's great. Stop. I'm sorry. My dog. There's big dogs
right
going
here.
On.
Well, tell Doggy, hold on. I'm going to bring Mr. Ryan Noblis on the phone from In the Zone Radio and Soap Opera Source Magazine. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Joanne. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. I thought that your show was at 10. I was all confused today.
It's okay. Well, we have Rodney on the other line.
Rodney at Fan Club Weekend.
Yes.
Oh, so you did.
Like
okay, you did
time.
Meet it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Rodney, you did meet at Fan Club Weekend.
Well, I don't know if we really actually met, but We know of each other.
Yeah, I saw him around. We attended a couple of events, and I actually was just like, hi, you know, I've heard a lot about you, but yeah.
It's crazy.
There's
so many people that talk to me. It's insane.
Well, Rodney just gave us his story on Fan Club Weekend. Tell me about your experience, Ryan, as a fan and as a member of the press, I guess. You can kind of come at it from a different point of view than Rodney's.
You know, I thought it was excellent. I mean, this was my first time going to Fan Club Weekend, and I, you know, you talk to your friends and you hear so many different things leading up to the event, but it's not until you actually go for yourself and experience it that you realize that it actually is really fun. It's crazy. I mean, it's literally, you know, you get there and, you know, from Thursday night until Saturday night, it's just a whirlwind. But it was really fun. I mean, I met so many wonderful people, and the events were really good. I mean, there's really, I don't think there's anything negative I could say about it at all. It's just, It was just fantastic from beginning to end, and I will definitely do it again next year, working. This was the first time just sort of going to experience it all. Next year will be work, so.
Okay. In the chat room, they're asking if when you go to these events, do they have pictures for sale to get the actors to sign?
It depends on the event and the actor. I know that Laura Wright provided pictures for her guests, and there were also pictures to purchase. Tyler Christopher, same thing. Tyler had pictures to sign, or if you had something to sign, you could do it, and so did Lisa LoCesaro. Steve Burton and Kelly Monaco, they weren't signing anything. You just got a photo with them. And you could purchase a photo. It depends on the event.
Okay. So,
but
90%
of them, you can buy photos. All the
right.
Debbie O'Connor events, she sells photos.
Right.
And then, like,
the main
event and the kickoff, there's photos all for sale.
So we have two people. One has been doing the fan club weekends for 8 years versus Ryan, who was a fan club weekend virgin. And both of them have the same opinion. And it's fabulous weekend. And if you can get your asses out to California next year, then you need to go. Because I know we're going to try and go, right, girl?
Yes.
Me and Linda, I have Linda sitting right here with me. So we're definitely going to try and get our asses out there next year for this.
And you've never been either, have you, Joanne?
I've never been there. I'm a fan club weekend virgin.
Well, every year there's more new people. Last year there was a whole slew of new people. And this year there was even more new people that I've never seen before. It's great.
Well, what I want to know now is, Ryan and Rodney, both of you can answer this question, is now they're having the All My Children events out there. How do you think they're going to compare All My Children events now to General Hospital?
Compare in what way?
Well, I mean, they're setting them up the same way the GH Fan Club Weekend is, when it was done differently in New York. So,
oh, right. I never went to New York.
I think the AMC fans who are used to having, you know, Fan Club Weekend take place a certain way, they're going to be in for, you know, a surprise, because things are done differently, you know, with the Debbies. However, I think it's going to be worth it. Just prepare yourself for, you know, the unexpected, basically.
It's the new fan club president.
Yeah, I would like to attend AMC's, but I mean, just I don't think I could do that again. I mean, I was out there for over a week, and it's one of those things where you're gonna have to pick and choose. Next year, I'll probably be a lot more prepared, and I can do both. But if I had to choose one this year, I'm glad I chose GH. I want to see how the AMC one went and listen to some feedback, and then that'll, you know, determine whether or not I actually go next year.
Okay.
I can't wait for them, because I've never been to one. Somebody just put in the chat they didn't like the events in New York City.
Yeah, I did see that. They didn't like them. But you know what? The thing, what I saw a couple times in New York City, they did plan the One Life to Live event and the All My Children events pretty much around the same time. So it kind of made it easier in that aspect. And then I think the following year, they did them like 2 weeks apart, which kind of sucked for the people that were traveling into New York. So I don't know. I'm really looking forward to seeing how many people from the New York City area that are going to travel to California for these events.
I'm excited to see how the turnout's going to be. Well, and yeah. They're awfully late because it's the first one. They're also really late in announcing when, what events, how much the events. I mean, They've given us a little taste of what might happen or whatever, but there hasn't been anything yet. So that's also not helping either because people don't know what they want to do if they're going to fly out here just for a luncheon or whatever, you know, even though the luncheon's great.
I think that's probably going to be an issue, but I'm hoping that, you know, the turnouts are good, you know, but I don't know.
Because I don't want it to stop because I love it.
So I don't know. So Ryan, you're definitely going to do another one next year.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
So I'll be a little bit more prepared, you know, and actually know how to handle things. Because, I mean, they did a good job of picking as central a location as they can. I mean, they provide shuttle service to, you know, the metro to take you where you need to go. But definitely prepare to, you know, if you're going to be
rent
taking taxis
car.
Or whatever. Yeah. Preferably rent a car.
Rent a car or have a cab. It used to be the Sportsman's Lodge, and it was amazing there because everything was right there. You could walk anywhere you needed to. But this is not as easy as that. So rent a car or prepare to take their little shuttle that they'll offer you. I don't really know exactly where all that goes. Or take a taxi.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, Ryan, I'm glad that you got to call in, and Rodney, you know damn well I always love having you around.
I love you.
You're the best. Are you kidding? I can't wait for our next event. And Ryan, tell me what's coming up with you guys on In the Zone. Any new shows coming up?
Well, we've sort of taken a step back because we've got a bunch of interviews that we're doing for SOS, so. I've sort of reduced our show to one day a week, which we've been doing Wednesdays now. We've got our fourth season premiere coming up in October, and we're completely revamping the show. So I think that our regular listeners will be in for a surprise or two.
Okay. That's fabulous. And everybody can check out Ryan at soapoperasource.com. Check out the magazine. It's amazing. It has flourished into something short of magnificent. So it's just an amazing piece of work that you got going there.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
Well, I am going to either put you guys back on hold so you can listen because we have another guest coming up, Sue O'Connor. From Save Our Soaps 2010 is going to be joining me to tell me a little bit about what her mission is and her plan to save the genre of soap operas. So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold, and thank you so much again for taking part in talking about GH Fan Club Weekend. It was definitely an eye-opener for me, a virgin, because we're going to go. That's our thing. That's going to be our thing. So you sealed the deal for us. So thank you again, and we'll be right back after this.
All right. Thank you, Joanne.
Okay, let's see who we got here. Sue, is that you?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you tonight, Joanne?
Doing very well. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me.
Anytime.
Anytime I get to spread the word about our group, I try to.
Okay, well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what it is that you're trying to do?
Okay, well, first of all, I should say Tammy King is the one that started the group. She created the group when she heard Guiding Light was going off the air, and she planned the rally that was held at CBS Studios in April of this year. And we're planning another one this September 20th in front of CBS Studios where the early show is filmed, which is 59th mm-hmm. and 5th. What we're trying to do is gather the fans to protest all the soap cancellations that are happening, and we're trying to save the genre from further cancellations. And the reason why we picked September 20th for our rally was because September 17th is the last day the soap opera As the World Turns is going to be airing. So we picked that day to protest it being the first Monday after the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And our group is just, we're trying to find a home for Guiding Light and As the World Turns, and trying to do something about SoapNet or get another network to pick up a soap channel that's devoted to soaps, because SoapNet is going off the air in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And all. And our numbers are growing. At the beginning of the week, we had 1990. Earlier this evening, when I checked, we had 2,043. We're rapidly growing in members, so that's a good sign. I think
right.
people are starting to realize that if they don't do something, all the shows are going to be gone. I mean, they started with the ones that were on the longest, so if another one gets canceled, it's not as shocking as like when Guiding Light got canceled after 74 years, or As the World mm-hmm. Turns with 54 years of history. And right now we've got a few campaigns going on. One is we have a petition online to protest the canceling of our shows. We're trying to get Oprah Winfrey to notice us. This is our latest campaign. We're sending our petitions that we got from the As the World Turns luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got also a campaign of writing to Oprah to see if she would be willing to take on her shows, because her new network OWN is doing business with Procter & Gamble that owns As the World Turns and Guiding Light. But that's not our only thing we're doing.
Okay.
We're just trying to, you know, save the soaps in general and get the networks to realize that there still are soap fans out there.
What media outlets have picked up on what you guys are trying to do?
Well, earlier this evening, I was on the Blog Talk Radio. Tune in tomorrow. I've been on Silas Keynes, who is also on Blog Talk Radio and in your chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on his show. I'm also supposed to be doing Outtake sometime next week, which is another Blog Talk Radio show. And
mm-hmm.
also CNN.com covered our first rally that we had in April. It's still up on our on the web for CNN.com. And we also, I was recently interviewed by Time Magazine it was a preliminary interview, and they're going to do closer to September the main interview about, I guess they're doing a series of articles on As the World Turns leaving the air. And I was interviewed for that, and we'll be further interviewed in September. And we're also doing a Twitter campaign called Turn the Tide, which calls for people to Twitter about alternatives to Procter & Gamble products.
Okay, very good. So what do you think the outcome will be? I mean, realistically.
Realistically, I'm hoping that Oprah will pick us up, but realistically, I really don't know. I mean, if just people would start noticing the soap industry, and it just seems like soap fans don't get any respect, soap stars don't get any respect, and the shows don't get any respect. Mm-hmm. And
well,
I think we need to... I'm sorry, what?
No, I was going to say, do you think that maybe there are so many actors that came from soaps that are out and about in Hollywood now. Do you think maybe by drawing attention to the genre dying to them, that might help? I know because yesterday I did watch Vanessa Marcel on The View, and she said that she was prompted to go back to General Hospital because a journalist brought it to her attention that the genre was dying, and she didn't even realize it because she was so consumed with other things in her life. Her sister had just been diagnosed with cancer. So once she got to talking about it and knew that it was the right thing for her to do, it was to go back, you know, for herself and for her family to stay closer or whatever. So in other words, she didn't forget where she came from. And do you think people like Julianne Moore and Meg Ryan and Ryan Phillippe and some of these other, even Josh Duhamel, maybe getting their attention and letting them know what's going on, that, you know?
We are trying to do that for our rally that's coming up in September. We've been mostly asking all the Guiding Light stars, and that doesn't mean the ones that were on at the end. I mean stars from the beginning, and also As the World Turns and other stars, just to see if we can get some public outcry and get people to realize what's going on. I know Julianne Moore has been very supportive. Also, she came back to As the World Turns for the ending of the show. And we just need to get other stars aware of what's going on. I think most of them are, and I think the future may be maybe having the soaps once a week or paying for them, like on direct TV. Also, maybe going down to a half an hour version instead of the hour version. And I think the ratings need to be changed also, because they don't count in the viewers that maybe don't watch the show, let's say that's on at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. If you DVR it and watch it later.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't really counted in.
Okay.
Also the ones that watch online. And these shows are very popular in other countries too, which isn't taken into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And also.
That's true.
So,
and even ABC jumped on the bandwagon, and I know some of the other networks, if I'm not mistaken, where you can watch full episodes online, so I'm not sure how they counteract that with the ratings.
I don't think they're taken into consideration how much, because I've been watching the ratings, and if you watch the ratings, it's rather scary, because the ratings, the bottom shows, aren't necessarily As the World Turns that's going off in September. Days has
right.
been hitting the bottom lately. I mean, all the shows are very, very close in the ratings. And
mm-hmm.
with them all being close, they're all in danger.
Okay.
And I'll, I don't know if anybody has any questions or if you want to know more.
I'll pick up, let's see here. I'm going to pick up Tony from Chicago. Tony, say hi to Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I definitely agree with you on that point. Let me talk about, you mentioned that the soaps are pretty much, you know, especially on online. You say mostly online, too. Yeah, all the networks are doing it. Yeah, ABC is definitely doing it. And they just joined this year, but CBS been doing it, like, for years, but, like, a couple of years with Younger the Wrestler. And with Guy Enlightened, they had Guy Enlightened and Nasty Will Turns on there. And now they, of course, they have Younger the Wrestler's Golden Bugle, which also, they, those are two shows especially have been shown around the world because they, especially the Golden Bugle, because they've been around the world. And they've been shown in many countries. So, yeah, they got more popularity probably than the others. But in the genre itself, yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. We definitely need to keep this alive for some sense. We have to keep it alive as fans, not only as fans, but also the people who run the soaps, the people who, the actors, we all got to keep it going. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster coming.
We need the stars to support us with what we're doing. And this has been a little bit of a problem with the stars supporting us. I mean, it's not that they don't support us, but they're afraid to support us for fear of future employment.
A fear, basically, with the fear of the network executives that they would find out about it and, you know, their jobs could be on the line.
Right.
Or their soul could be on the
line. Right, and it's too bad that things are that way because it shouldn't be that way, that they should be able to support us without being afraid of losing employment.
Absolutely.
I did get at the As the World Turned fan club lunch, and I did go in New York this year in April, and I did get quite a few of the stars there to sign the petition for the show.
Oh, very good.
And
that's good.
So we haven't done anything with that. We still have the names. We're trying to gather more names as we go along, and we're just trying to get the word out to as many places as we can because I found with our first rally in April, even though we did try to get it in all these different forms of media, people were still not aware of it. Of course, I did most of the publicity for the first rally.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I've got a few people helping me with it.
Do you have an official website?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And the Facebook page, I'll type it in the chat room, but to anyone that's just listening, if you go to Facebook.com and put Save Our Soaps 2010 in there, it should come right up. And there's also on there the event for the RSVP for the rally that we're having in September because we need to get an idea of how many people are coming for the New York Police Department.
And you know what? I have to stress to a lot of people who do respond to Facebook events, if you really have no intention of going, don't just say you're going just to go with the flow. Do mark a true and accurate answer because it does throw off things like that. I also put in a link in the chat room for a petition site that Sue has up. So make sure that you guys go and check that out as well. And find Save Our Soaps on Facebook.com.
2010, yeah.
2010 on Facebook.com. And
I will
make sure you link it because they send out newsletters.
Once a week we send out a newsletter, usually on Friday, but I'm slipping up this week. I didn't send it out yet, but it's coming. I know, but usually once a week we send out a newsletter with what we're doing, what campaigns we're doing, and just thanking the members that we have. Our membership is growing. In April, we had to reorganize because after the first rally, while we were in New York City, our website was sabotaged, our Facebook page, and all our members were deleted. So we had to start. Yeah, we had to start over from scratch. Yeah, we had like 1,200 members at that time. And so now I'm just like recruiting, recruiting, recruiting.
And we're up to backtrack now.
Yeah, we've got over 2,000 members, and we're growing like about 100 members a week. So I'm really impressed, and it shows me that there's a need for this, that people are interested in trying to save the shows.
Yes,
and
I'm putting all these links in the chat room, just so you all know that's what's coming in there now. I just put the event, the Facebook event in there, and I'm put here's their official Facebook page. So check it all out. And if you want soaps to last, I mean, I guess at some point or another, you know, everybody has to get up off their ass and start becoming active.
Doing something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't just do it. Tammy King, who started the group, and I aren't the only, you know, that we're only two people. We need people to help support us and help us with the rally and help volunteer and stuff like that. So if anyone's interested, please contact me, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
That's
and
right.
Thank you.
So definitely check out these links because, like she said, they're looking for recruits, you know, volunteers to help out with the rallies and do publicity and this, that, and the other thing. So you know what? We have a person in the chat room, Silas Kane. You're absolutely right. What about the fact that Oprah would not be where she is today were it not for soap fans in the beginning? You're absolutely right. And you know what? That proves true for a lot of mega stars in Hollywood now. So if everybody comes back to where they came from and remembers how they got started, I'm sure something can be done.
Well, Silas and our group and Soap Savers Incorporated are all working on the Oprah campaign together.
Oh,
together.
Okay.
That's great.
So Silas knows what he's talking about. He's been of tremendous help to me.
Very, very
good. I couldn't get halfway where I am without him.
And they're saying, absolutely, Rosie O'Donnell is a huge ally of Soap, so that's somebody else that you might want to get in contact with.
Right, right. Yep.
She'll get the word out.
Well, she's coming on to the new Oprah Network.
Yeah, own.
So yeah, that's great. Size, we're on it. Yep, you sure are. Well, Sue, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure talking to you and hearing the passion in your voice. I really hope that the efforts that you and everybody else does are not in vain and something can actually be done about this.
Well, it's a shame. I mean, it's a shame that we lost 74 years of history with Guiding Light, and we're going to lose 54 years of history with As the World Turns.
As the World Turns, it goes up in September.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I have to mention also, even though we're talking about the demise of soaps and whatnot, you guys, I want you to check out another link that I'm going to put in the chat room, because a lot of the actors that were on these soaps and are on other soaps are also going to be in the Bay series, which is produced and directed by Gregory J. Martin, who is a big soap lover of himself. And he always cast the most amazing actors. And this series, The Bay, if you guys are on the Stardust Radio fan page, you'll see I posted the one-minute teaser, and it is unbelievable, stellar cast. I mean, you got everybody on this show from Tristan Rogers to Mary Beth Evans, Lily Melgar, Matthew Borlenghi. You have everybody that you can absolutely think of that is going to be in this mini soap opera series on Blip TV.
Hansen.
So if you go to Facebook.com and look up Stardust Radio, I put up the 1 minute teaser. Check it out, and it's definitely got a stellar cast, and they're filming episode 10 right now. That's right, and Gregory definitely outdid himself this time.
Oh, that's great! Have
so you
to check
can
it
support
out.
The actors in other ways as well. You know, there's quite a few independent soaps that are on the internet right now. So,
The
best place that you can find a listing of them is at WeLoveSoaps.com. Damon Jacobs and Roger Newcomb have an incredible
list of indie soaps that they cover on a day-to-day basis. So that's a great place to go check that
like
out.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly, right? So anyway, all right, well, Sue, I really appreciate you calling in, and, you know, Stardish will always be there when you need it, so just keep me informed with the updates, and we'll definitely make sure we can get them out for you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me.
Anytime.
And hopefully we'll have a bright future for our soaps. So.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, we'll be right back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we are coming up on the top of the hour. It's 9:56. David and Melissa should be calling in soon. I do know that David did have an engagement to go to before the show. So, girls, don't go ridiculous if he's late or whatever. But Melissa will be here. That's a guarantee. So don't stress over that. Melissa's going to be stopping by to talk about her new run on Gossip Girl, which she gives me a reason to want to watch that show because I really could care less about it before. I had no interest in it whatsoever. So there's and for all of you that are on Twitter, Eileen Kristen is on Twitter now, so make sure you follow her at Eileen Kristen and tell her I sent you. So she knows that I got her back, as always. So definitely check that out. And if you are on Twitter, make sure you follow Stardish Radio. We are in the process of booking more shows. Yes, the Gossip Girl is on CW, Melinda. We're in the process of booking more shows and getting some stuff. But until I get a handle on what guests are going to be on, we're going to do these once-a-week recaps of all the soaps, not just ABC. I want to try and include everybody in that watches Y&R and Days of Our Lives. And even though I'm not a faithful watcher of the shows, I do watch them occasionally. And I guess that's just a step in the right direction to kind of keep the talk going about all of the soaps and, you know, make sure that, you know, the voice doesn't die with it, you know what I mean? So that's that with that. And the soaps have been okay. I have to say that, excuse me, All My Children has been a snooze. Excuse me.
Virtually.
It's been terrible. Let's just be realistic about it. I want to talk about that. But we'll talk about that a little bit after Melissa calls in. Hang on, guys, one second. I got a tickle in my throat. Okay, I'm better now. The only thing I have to say about All My Children is, really? We're making Colby a virgin again? Are you kidding me?
No.
She's a reborn
Absolutely
again
not.
Virgin.
What?
No.
No way.
She's a reborn again virgin. So tell me about that for real. I don't know how they can pull that one off. I'm sure there's plenty of women out in the world that wishes they did know, but I'll tell you right now, not possible. So I don't know what the hell that's all about.
Not even close.
One Life to Live has been pretty good. I'm still behind on a few episodes, but I kind of got the gist from reading my spoilers and keeping up with everybody on Twitter and their little reviews. I'm loving Matthew Walton as Eli, Bennett Thompson. I'm loving how his character is tying all these things
together.
You know, so I'm hoping that somehow they can make him redeemable, because I would hate to see Matthew Walton off the soap.
Yeah, a lot of people would love to agree with you there, Joanne.
Well, you know what? I love him. I think he should stay right where he is. I don't know. I just, and then General Hospital, well, you know what? Everything is leading up to this return of Brenda. I'm still behind on GH, so I'm, but again, I got the gist of that. So let's see. Let me check my phone lines here. All right, guys, we're at the top of the hour. Tony, I got to put you on hold. Don't go nowhere. It's excuse me. It's time for me to welcome my guest, Miss Melissa Fumero.
Hi.
Hi, darling. I have a terrible tickle in my throat. Sorry.
I was just going to apologize for my raspy voice. I was really sick this week, and just started to get my voice back a couple days ago, so.
Oh, well, don't even worry about it. I'm so glad to talk to you, honey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, gosh. Everything's going. It's going. We did the move. We did our thing. We're here, and
Thursday
back on the air, so, and I'm glad that you guys were able to hang with us for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. David's not back yet, but maybe he'll walk in the door any second.
Right. Well, Linda's sitting here with me, and she said to make sure hello to you.
Aw. Tell her I said hi.
She says hi. She's on the other line. But anyway, so talk to me, girl. The last time that we spoke, you weren't sure about Gossip Girl, but now what's going on?
Well, they've booked me for 3 more episodes as of now. I already did one, and I'm doing one the week after next, and then another one in September.
Now, tell me about your character on the show.
I'm playing a mean girl,
coincidentally,
with Amanda Stenton, who was on the show, and she's back, and so it's, which is just so funny, because I met Amanda when she was on One Life. When I went back for that little stint this past January.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and we met, and I was like, oh, I've heard so much about you, da-da-da. And, you know, we hit it off, and we were friendly, and I thought she was so cool. And then, you know, I go back to Gossip Girl, and there she is. And we're, like, working together. It's her and me and another girl, Alice Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little trio of mean girls.
Okay.
Who are friends with Blair and help her make trouble, I guess. So.
Okay. Well, like I just said to the listeners, I've never even watched the show, but I would watch now because it gives me a reason. I never had an interest in it.
I hadn't watched the show either, not because I wasn't interested. I just, you know, never caught it, never saw it, and just recently. Actually, when I was sick, I watched the first season to sort of catch up and
See
what was going on. It's really fun. It's very, you know, not too unlike a soap opera because there's lots of scheming and scandals and the clothes are amazing and everybody's really beautiful on the show. And but it's fun. It's really fun writing. It's clever. It's witty. It's just like a fun show to watch. I personally think.
Well, I can't look tell you, we're looking forward to actually watching it now because that's, like I said, something that I never watched, and I'm glad to see that you're back on TV.
Me too.
Yeah, I definitely can understand that. So let's just wrap up a little bit about Adriana on One Life to Live. She just disappeared off the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where did she go?
I know. We never saw her say goodbye, which was kind of weird. It was, even when I went back, I was like, wait a second. You don't see me leave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was mostly just getting the Kramer girls together and having that reunion and, you know, also teasing a little bit with the Rex storyline. And,
and,
you know, it was fun, and they asked me back just for that, and, you know, so I did it. I didn't really know, you know, they don't, like, really tell you what you're going to, they're just, can you come back for this many shows, and you say yes or no, so. Yeah, I know. She just went back to Paris, and now Layla's going to join her.
Yeah, well, that's what I think most fans are worried about, and I was going to touch on with David, is it seems that every time he gets a storyline going that's starting to pick up and gain steam, they kind of knock it down a few notches. Now, with Tika taking off a little bit now, where does that leave David? Kristen, I should say.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think he knows either, because I've asked him. You know, I think Christian is going to be an art teacher now, or art professor or something. So I guess his story is going to kind of go in that direction, which in a way, I mean, I don't know if they know yet, you know. I know for David, he's okay if they take a break from the whole lover boy storyline, because it sort of seems like it's always about Christian being in love. So it might be cool if it's actually more focused on him being a teacher, maybe, and having interactions with the younger cast members, maybe being a mentor. Who knows, you know? Maybe they'll find something, hopefully, interesting to do with that. And but Tika will be, because I guess she's recurring now, so I guess she will be back from time to time. I don't know, like, how long they're going to keep that going. I don't think anybody knows, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the world of soaps.
Exactly. It's all a mystery. Everybody's supposed to
tune
in.
One day to the next. right? yes. What? Wait, did we hear that right? Yes. They said, wait a minute, did we hear that right? Yes. Layla will be going to Paris.
Yes.
So, and no, not Christian and Kelly. I think Christian needs to be alone. I think Christian just had too many women on that show.
And yeah, I know. Well, it's just, you know, that's sort of, it's always about Christian being in love. It's not about, like, anything else. I mean, you know, there was, like, the boxing thing, but it was so short-lived, and the prison thing was probably, like, the biggest, you know, thing they ever did with him. But, yeah, otherwise it's just about him chasing a girl. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's always somebody that was related to somebody that he was already with. So if you're going to bring somebody on, bring some new blood on for him that he hasn't been with their cousin or their sister before.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like
Or just
that.
Do something that doesn't involve a relationship for a while, you know.
Yeah. He's definitely one of those guys that needs to be by himself for a bit. I totally believe that.
But mostly
believe that. So what else is going on besides Gossip Girl?
That's just kind of keeping me busy at the moment. And just, you know, lots of auditions, and I'm just grateful to be working again. It feels really great, and you know, it's fun. It's prime time. It's a different pace. So, but it's great. It's fun. It's everybody there is really great. The crew is really, really great. And like I said, it's just funny that I'm working with Amanda.
Amanda,
She's so great, and she's hilarious, and I've really, like, enjoyed working with her.
Well, I actually read when she decided to leave One Life to Live that they offered her a contract role. And she declined for Gossip Girl, so she definitely made a right move, which was really funny because I watched an episode of One Life today. I think it was from a couple of weeks ago, and I'm really far behind, and they actually mentioned her character today in the episode that I watched. Yeah, so it's funny that you brought her name up. But, yeah, she definitely made the right move. I mean, everybody loved her character, but, you know, hey.
Yeah, but, you know, she's only, like, 24, I think, and, you know, her career is really doing great. You know, it wouldn't. It, you know, made sense for her to kind of tie herself down, you know, when she's, and she's, you know, got this Gossip Girl thing, so she's young, you know, she wants to do her thing, and, yeah, I think she made the right move, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now tell me how Bella is.
Oh, Bella's doing good. I'm, like, trying to keep an eye on her because I gave her a break from the – Bella is my dog, for those of mm-hmm. people who are listening, and she had a little surgery yesterday on her arm. So, I gave her a break from the cone thing, you know.
Right.
She just looks so depressed when she has it on.
Aww.
So, but you have to, like, really watch her. She's being good. She knows she's not supposed to lick her arm or anything, but
right.
she's tried a few times. But the times that she has, the cone went back on, so I think she's, like, got it now.
Mm-hmm.
but
yeah,
she's not
like, oh, I better
to.
Not.
Yeah, so she's taking a break. She's tired, you know. It's surgery. It's, like, I imagine it feels the same for them as it does for us. Like, it just wears you out, you know. She's been sleeping all day, so... Yeah.
Aww.
Well, you know, but she's good.
She's such a cute dog, too.
She's such a good dog, yeah. She's great.
Now, I have a question in the chat room. Compare your experience to filming on Gossip Girl to One Life. Explain to them the pace and the difference.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge difference. You know, on One Life, it's a lot of pages. You know, it could be anywhere from 10 pages upwards to like 30 or 40 pages in a day. You don't work every day. You might work, I would say on average, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, but, and it could be short days or long days. Your schedule is really all over the place. And it's very fast, and you shoot, it's multi-camera, so there's like 4 cameras on you, and you shoot a scene in one take, and then you're on to the next scene, and that's why we do so many pages in one day, because it's really, really fast. So you have to be completely
mm-hmm.
memorized, and you have to be fast, and you have to act fast, and it's like a speeding train, and you just have to, like, hope you don't fall off. And then primetime is just, it's slower. If you're booked for an episode, they usually shoot an entire episode in, like, 7 or 8 days. You know, One Life does it in a day. So if you're booked for that episode, you're working maybe that whole week or maybe just 3 days of that week, and then you're kind of just doing a scene a day, maybe 2 scenes a day, because there's only 1 camera, so they have to set up for each angle that they're going to shoot. So, like, when you watch the show and you see that there's an angle on one person, an angle on another person, that's a setup for each person. You know, it's like you do it, and then you stop, and then they redo the lighting. They move the camera where they need to. It's like a big, huge process, and then you do the scene again with the camera on that person, and then you set up for the next shot. It's like a very – you do it a lot of times. You get a lot of takes. It's tedious. It's a little bit more boring, you might say, because there's a lot of downtime, which you have to, like, keep your energy up and keep your brain focused, you know, when you're sort of sitting around and – just waiting to, like, work. And but it's also, you know, when you are working, you get to put a little bit more into the work, I think, than you do on a soap opera, because there's such a time constraint on the soap that sometimes you don't get it and they have to move on, you know. Sometimes you're not 100% happy with what you did, and you just have to let it go and be like, that's going to be on TV. Whereas prime time, you have a few tries, you know. You get to, like, play a little bit more and do a little bit more because you have more freedom and they have more options. And, you know, usually if it's a good show and a good director and a good editor, they're going to pick the takes that make you look best, you know, because it's going to make the show look the best. So if, you know you're in good hands, you know, where sometimes the soap is, you know, their hands are tied. They have 4 cameras. It's the take is the take, and that's it, you know.
Right.
So it's 2 totally different worlds. But I will say that because the soap is so technical, I learned so much there that helps me tremendously when I started to do prime time or even film. Because to go from 4 or 5 cameras to just 1 is, you know, it makes it so much easier to just have
right.
to focus on 1 camera, you know.
Right.
So all the technical aspects are so easy for me. I don't have to even think about them. You know, I can really just do my job and just act because Whereas on the soap, you almost have to think about the technical part of it, the lights and the camera, because there's so much more of it. And, you know, sometimes your mind is more there than your performance, and it's hard, you know. They're both hard, but in very different ways.
Right, right.
Sort of a long answer.
Well, no, it's very informative.
They're so different.
Really,
they're
like,
so different.
That, you know?
Yeah, but like prime time is definitely longer hours.
Well, what do you think or make of, if you've even seen it, this whole thing with General Hospital and James Franco making these guest appearances on it? Do you think that helps the hype of soaps, or do you think
I think it does. I hope it does. I thought it was really cool when I saw that he was going to be on it, and I heard that he wanted to do it because he wanted to, like, experience every medium. I think he said something
mm-hmm.
like that. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really cool to hopefully kind of take the stigma away from soaps. And, you know, I don't know what he's said about working on it, because I don't, like, really read the magazines or anything.
Yeah,
so I don't know, like, what he's said, how the process is and everything. I hope that he speaks well of it and, you know, does shed light on, like, how difficult it is and how hard these actors do work. But yeah, I think it's cool. I'm like, good for him, you know, that there's no, you know, he's obviously not your typical, like, Hollywood ego actor, you know. I think it's cool that he wants to, like, try everything, and he's just like, hey, I'm James Franco. I'm going to go on General Hospital and, like, check it out. That's awesome. You know?
Right. And from what I realized, too, I think each time he went on, he had a movie out, too. Now he's Eat, Pray, Love is out, or came out today or whatever, and he's in that, too. So that I kind of noticed
that movie.
That.
I loved that book.
I know.
And the movie looks so good. I feel like it's rare for a movie to be as good as the book, but I feel like that book was something you want to watch because
right. –
when you're reading it, you're like, oh, I want to see Tuscany, and I want to see everything, like, you know.
Right,
so
right.
I think the movie's going to be awesome.
Well, I know that you're a reader, so I have a book to recommend to you that I just got from, she was actually one of my Facebook friends, and I didn't know where she came from, you know, or how I met her on Facebook or whatever, but, and it's so funny, New Jersey Housewives, and we spoke about reality TV before.
Yeah.
When I came here, my mother got me into watching New Jersey Housewives. So now I can honestly say I'm kind of addicted to that show.
Because they're all addicting. That's the thing. That's why you have to stay away, Joanne.
My mother, let me explain something to you. When I got here, my mother was like, you have to watch this with me. And I was like, okay. And I'm addicted to that show now. I really have to see every week what the hell happens. Because, I mean, you couldn't write the stuff that goes on these shows.
Oh, my God, I know.
On Twitter, Teresa Giudice, which is one of the housewives, was mm-hmm. tweeting about a book that she had just read. So I said, oh, God, that name sounds familiar, Kathy Beck. Well, it turns out this is the woman who befriended me on Facebook, and she has a book called Cheap Cabernet, and it's about a friendship. And I just got it, so I didn't start. I started to read a little bit. I skimmed through some of it, but I haven't sat down to read the entire thing yet. But the publicity information that I got on it, and I read, she went through a divorce. Her kids left the house, empty nester. She was lonely, blah, blah, blah. She put an ad out in the newspaper and formed a club for women like her, and she met her best friend that way. And it talks about their travels throughout. So I just got it, so I'm recommending that book. That's my book of the night. Cheap Cabernet by Kathy Beck.
Cheap Cabernet.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool title, too, so that I have to give her on that. So that's my book recommendation for you tonight.
Thank you. I will definitely check it out. I'm due for a new book.
Okay, getting back to reality TV. I'm bad. I shouldn't have got addicted to it, but I am. But you guys kind of got a little thing with New Jersey Housewives, too, occasionally.
Occasionally. Well, because I do love Bravo. Bravo is, like, my only reality TV venue, because I feel like it's not as bad as, like, The Bachelorette or those kind of shows.
Right.
But because I love Top Chef. I love Flipping Out.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on Bravo that I really like? Well, Project Runway's not on there anymore, but the Rachel Zoe Project. Actually, a girl I went to college with is on the Rachel Zoe Project.
Really?
And Rachel Zoe's assistant, Marissa, really beautiful,
oh,
like brunette.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to college with her, which is, like, bizarre. Yeah, so I kind of, and the Housewives shows, we've checked out just because, you know, I do the thing sometimes where, like, I have Bravo on just, like, all day, like, when I'm cleaning or something, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they have those marathons, and then
yeah.
inevitably, like, one of the Housewives shows comes on, and,
oh,
and you
absolutely.
Can't, like, turn away. It's like a,
you can't. It's
like a
really?
Car collision.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, they have this new one out, DC Housewives. And
I know. I saw the commercials with the two people that crashed the White House.
Yeah.
And I almost want to watch it just to see, like, what actually happened.
Well, wait
but,
a minute. Let me tell you, I wouldn't watch it. I won't watch it. I refuse to watch it. But I was just telling Linda earlier, I said, you know, and I don't watch The View anymore. After going and
mm-hmm.
sitting at a taping of The View, I won't watch it anymore. When we were in
Why?
New York, because I just didn't, I just thought it was just,
I get it.
You know what I mean. It just
yeah.
wasn't it, and I was completely turned off
mm-hmm.
by some of the people there, so I refused to watch it. But my son came out to me yesterday and says, did you see Whoopi Goldberg got fired from The View? And I said, no. And
oh,
I looked
did.
It up
I didn't
online.
Know that either.
No. She did
oh.
it. This is coming from a 17-year-old, mind you.
Oh.
that thinks he knows what he's talking about. So I went and looked it up online. She didn't get fired from The View. What happened was they had the Real Housewives on from D.C. on the
mm-hmm.
show. Sherry Shepherd and Joy Behar were doing the interviewing. And Sherry and Joy were all over these women. And the women ended up breaking out into a screaming match on the show. And the Salahi woman that broke into the White House, allegedly, she kind of went off topic, and they were trying to get her to answer questions, and she was just kind of dancing around them. She's coming out with a book and said that the answers to the questions will be in the book. Well, then you see Whoopi Goldberg come out, right? And she puts her hands on the small of her back and says, can you get back to the White House conversation?
Mm-hmm.
So she turns around and she says, oh, okay. Well, needless to say, they went to the back of the studio. Excuse me. And the housewives erupted into a battle. Then the Salahi women told her husband that Whoopi Goldberg came out on set and hit her. So Whoopi Goldberg went to her face and told her, bottom line, it cursed every F word that came out of her mouth that she didn't, you know, whatever. So the husband got in Whoopi Goldberg's face with a BlackBerry and started taking pictures of Whoopi Goldberg cursing him out.
Oh, my
okay?
God. Who are
yeah.
these people?
Exactly. Where the hell do you find them? So, no, I wouldn't watch that.
Oh, that is, that's trashy. And that's the thing that, you know, mostly bothers, well, yeah, that bothers me about reality TV. It's just, like, the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Jersey, so I have problems
right.
with that show anyway. But I've watched it just because I'm like, I have to see what the big freaking deal is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just, I can't watch it because I feel bad for these kids. I'm like, they
yeah.
are going to look back in 20 years and just have so much shame about their life and the choices they made. And it's just like everybody's laughing at them. Like, they're just making fools of themselves on
they
television.
They really are.
And
I mean,
we,
honestly,
as viewers, are glorifying trash. Why? To make ourselves
right.
feel better? Like, you know, no. Like, have a little integrity with, you know, everybody's, you know, everybody's okay without watching those shows. Like, nobody
exactly.
needs to watch those shows to help out their self-esteem. Like,
it
you know.
It amazes me that they're getting
a little
paid
integrity.
So much money to do that. I mean, you've
I
got
I'm shocked that it's such a huge hit. And I have friends that watch it, and I'm just like, don't you feel bad for them? Like, they're like, no, they're hilarious. And I'm like, they're not, though. Like, I just feel really sorry for them. Like, it's sad to me because I'm just like, you're children on television. Making
exactly.
Fun of
yourself. Can you imagine what they're now, the one chick, Snooki, my cousin actually knows her, and he told me a lot of stories about her that I wouldn't even dare bring up. But you got, what, 5-6 kids in their 20s or whatever that look like they all wrestled in a bag of Doritos.
I know.
It's just like, what is the attraction? I don't get it. I think I watched maybe one or two episodes to try and figure it out, but I don't know. I can't. And
yeah,
I really do believe that, you know, what you said, it's they're going to feel bad years from now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And when it's all over, they're all going to still try to be famous, and they're all going to try to hold on to it. And Hollywood's just going to drop them on their butt, and one day they're going to have no money and be nobody, and they're going to, like, hate their lives. Really, like, that's what's going to happen to them, and I feel really, really bad.
Yeah, right? It's, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, hey, look, I guess these other networks have the money that they just want to throw around and just pay people to just go, you know, whatever. Look at that Heidi Montag chick. I don't even remember where she came from. But, you know, she went and had so many friggin' plastic surgeries that she don't even look
so
like
sad.
The same person. And she's not even, 22 years old?
And she was pretty before. She was really pretty. Like, and now she just looks like a fake, she looks plastic. She looks like she had plastic surgery. Like, even if I didn't know what she looked like before, I would be like, that girl had plastic surgery.
Absolutely.
Which I don't understand. Like, the plastic surgery look is not attractive.
Not
it
at all.
Fake. You look plastic. I don't understand the allure. How does that look better than, you know, your wrinkles or, you know, the not perfect nose, like whatever, you know? Oh, it makes me so
No, you're absolutely right. Now we got people in the chat room. Look at Kate Gosselin. Another perfect example.
Yeah.
She went from, you know, popping out all them babies and
Or the Octomom. I saw the Octomom. I feel bad calling her that because I don't remember her real name. On Oprah and basically said that, like, now she has all these children that she can't really support on her own, and she has to, like, try to stay famous to make money for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredibly sad.
See, and the thing with her is that she did it on purpose. I mean, I had at least Kate Gosselin was married, and
right.
she had whatever, but this woman went and impregnated herself on frickin' purpose.
Well, yeah, and I actually blame the doctor a little bit more than her because he's a professional, and he in no way, like, should have known better and should have had at least one ethical bone in his body to be like, this is wrong, and should never have allowed that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But Kate Gosselin turned into one of those people where she has to stay famous in order to support her kids now, too, because of the divorce. And she's got a bad reputation already. She's everybody calls her something under the sun. Tony Dovolani couldn't stand her on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, he's a seasoned dancer who's been on that show from the beginning, and he almost walked off twice because of her. That was his partner. So that's what they, you know, they have to kind of, you know... Who's pregnant again? Oh, those Dugars. Oh, my God, those Dugars.
Really?
I'm reading the chat room. The Dugars, you know who they are? The woman that had 19 kids?
No. Who's
that?
Oh, my
God. Oh, God, the Dugars. What channel is that on? Put that up there, somebody in the chat room. her vajayvay is going to fall out. You ain't kidding. She's got... It's on oxygen. The Dugars have a tribe for real. They do, Isabel Raines. She has
19 children.
And she's pregnant again, okay? Her oldest is married and had a baby already.
Oh, my God.
Believe in birth control.
Oh, God.
They don't believe in birth control, but they've got it. Oh, it's on TLC. Okay, thank you.
Of course it is. They're all on TLC.
It's on TLC, but that's right. She was just on the morning, the Today Show the other day, announcing that she was pregnant again. She just got to bring her 19th child home because it was in the NICU for 3 months because of some issues. Now, this woman's not young. She's got to be older than me. I mean, I'm 40. She's got to be older than me. Her oldest son is married and has a kid already, and they're just going to keep having kids until whatever.
Just keep having
kids. They're
going
to create their own little country.
You know, and there's something to be said, and this might be a little out there, but there's so many women that can't have children that
mm-hmm.
it just feels like, I don't know, you're just, I mean, it's humanly impossible to care equally for that many children, to really give
mm-hmm.
them the upbringing that a child deserves. And it's like you're just flaunting your fertility.
Yeah.
So it's just,
exactly, right? I mean, you would think after 20 kids, she probably only has to squat and they just pop out.
Oh my God, it's like you spend your entire adult life being pregnant.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of pregnant friends right now, and I have yet to meet a pregnant woman that's like, I love pregnancy. Pregnancy is amazing. Like, all my pregnant friends are like, my feet hurt, I'm in pain, I can't sleep, this is horrible, I'm moody, I'm yelling at my husband. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not like the most, I'm sure you have moments, you know, when the baby
oh, yeah.
kids that are really beautiful, but like, for the most part, it's kind of like a rough thing to go through, like put your body through, and
yeah, and especially
can't imagine
the older
spending
you get.
Like, yeah,
the
wow.
older you get, the harder it is. I mean, I had my second when I was 30, and that was like traumatic for me.
Right.
You know, and that's not even old to have a baby.
Yeah.
But to me, it was. You know, I had my first one when I was 22, and that was a pretty breezy kind of thing for me. You know, it wasn't too bad, but the second one was pretty rotten.
Yeah.
It was enough for me to say, hell no more.
Well, yeah, for females, you know, really our birthing years are supposed to be like in our 20s, but, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
just happening later now. But, yeah, it's true.
Right. Well, we have some people in the chat room. I guess these are David's fans. He's got his little clique. Shay from Mo. I mean, you guys got to give me real names because really, I can't. Shay from Mo. Tell Mel we love her and tell David what up. Let's see. We have, who else is in here? Isabel Rains. There's quite a few people in here. Oh, God, did the show run out of time? Is that what everybody's telling me? Oh, I did.
Oh.
I didn't even look. I think I could add more time to it. I only scheduled it for 90 minutes, but I was looking at the chat room, not at the switchboard. So that's why they're like, oh, I don't hear anything. Wait a minute. If I could throw yous back in there. But, yeah, David, unfortunately, was a no-show, but I did, he has his reasons, and he's all forgiven, so it's not a big deal. But
yeah.
in the
he
chat
had a,
room,
he had a
I,
commitment.
Yes, I did put in the chat room the greetings from the Shore website.
Yeah,
and,
if you go to the website, you can buy the DVD, and you can see the screenings that are happening in August, and I don't know if there's any in September, but... Hey, Bella, no. Sorry, my dog was licking her
No,
wound.
That's all right. make sure, I'm typing as I'm talking, make sure you all go buy the DVD. I have some people who actually said it was on Stars, and they were able to DVR it.
Yeah, it's, I think it might still be on. I'm not sure if it got extended through August. But, yeah, they could check it out. It was on Stars and Showtime and then
on their
on-demand, you know, channels. Because if the channel's playing it, then it'll be on their on-demand. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. And make sure that you guys watch out for Melissa on Gossip Girl on the CW. Check your local list for that. It's always a pleasure to see her back on the screen. Do you have any idea when Gossip Girl is going to air for you? They're asking.
I don't know when the season premiere is. I'm assuming it's in September sometimes. And
okay.
I know I'm in the second or third episode of the season. And then I'm in, like, then after that I'm in, like, every other episode. So if it's the third episode, then I'm in, like, the fifth and the seventh, I think, or something like that.
Oh, okay,
like that.
Is David going to be at Fan Club Weekend? this year?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. When is it? Isn't that not till next summer?
I think. Oh, I don't know when One Life Has airs. Did they already have it?
Oh, maybe it's in
October.
Oh, it's in October.
Yeah,
I
they
don't
moved
know.
It. Okay.
Probably.
That's something we'll have to check back at.
Yeah.
We'll have to check back about that. And David will come back on when he's got a little bit more time, because we've got some One Life to Live stuff to talk about. So he'll come back. So,
yeah.
Girls, don't worry. You got the better half right now.
Oh.
All right?
All right.
And that's that. All right, Melissa, as always, you are a joy to hang out with, and
I need to
make sure you let me and Linda know when yous are coming tomorrow.
I will, for sure.
Make sure you let us know, and everybody, make sure you check out Melissa on Gossip Girl. Go to greetingsfromtheshore.com to pick up your copy of David's film, Greetings from the Shore, and keep up to date with the new guests on Twitter, on Facebook. I'll be posting as they come to light. Until then, everybody, have a great night. Melissa, thanks again.
Thank
and
you. It's good to talk
soon.
To you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Matt Eisman. You're listening to Stardish Radio, my favorite dish. So listen, biatch.